Bing, 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 ding, 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 ding.
Welcome to...
World According to Noah.
And as every week these last few weeks, what in the world was that?
I don't know.
No, just some random music? Yep. Gotcha. So, how was your week?
Good.
We did some crazy stuff this week, so we have a few things to talk about. But... let's talk about something first.
Why?
So I got me an Oculus like you have.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the game I got? Do you remember?
No. Supernatural.
Supernatural. Let me tell you something. If you want a workout game, Supernatural is it. What do you think?
Yeah.
It was... I've played Beat Saber and I was a little tired out of that, but... this has kind of like Beat Saber, but it also has boxing. And it is quite intense. I thought it was pretty cool looking too. Mm-hmm. So you can either box or you can... their Beat Saber has
bats.
And it's got a lot of neat music on it. But it costs a month. But if you want to work out... with your Oculus, Supernatural. I don't think they're a sponsor yet. Mm. No, they're not. I just enjoyed the product so far.
It's a game.
But the game is their product, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, do you have anything you need to bring up?
No.
No, nothing? Mm-mm. So, let's see. What did we start off our weekend with? We had a bunch of running around to do, which that was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
No.
I don't think we accomplished anything, did we? Mm-mm. We got some Mio. I think that was about it. We didn't find anything we were looking for.
And tape.
And tape. But, in between our running arounds, what did we do?
Carnival.
We went to a carnival. Kind of a kiddie carnival, but...
it was also...
it was what?
Boring. Oh. The two rides that I did.
Well, yeah, I thought you liked the Ferris wheel.
I did.
Probably would have been more fun if you'd let me ride it with you.
Why?
I don't know. You just rode it by yourself. Womp womp.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty tall, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You got high, pretty high up there, and then stuck on the top, like I told you you were going to. You know, I think it went around three total times before it started stopping.
Uh-huh.
And then you did a mirror maze.
That was boring.
That's what you wanted to do. You didn't want to do that.
Well, I thought it was just going to be like a very long mirror maze. Like, you had to go to all the way to the back and find your way forwards.
So it was just pretty much what we saw right there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's kind of lame.
But there were some parts that were hard to figure out.
So it was just like maybe two rows right there in the front?
No, it was a zigzag.
Oh, that's kind of lame. I thought it went further back.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
And then a slide.
And then a slide, but it was a fast slide.
Oh, well, yeah.
But then we had to do what you always do at a carnival.
Deep fat.
Oh, we had to get some carnival food. Noah stuck with the good old fashioned what?
Lemonade.
Lemonade. The fresh lemonade. And I got...
deep fried
Oreos. Deep fried Oreos.
I don't like them.
Noah said they taste like pickles or something.
No.
I think you always say stuff tastes like pickles.
I didn't say it tasted like
what did you
pickles.
Say it tasted like?
I said I didn't like it.
No. I don't know how you cannot like deep fried Oreos.
I don't have
it's an
to
Oreo.
Like it.
They stick in batter. And they deep fry it.
I don't have to like it.
And then they put powdered sugar on it.
I
what part of there do you not like?
I didn't
powdered sugar?
Like it.
You like Oreo.
Yeah, but I didn't
like
it
sugar?
Deep fried.
Have you ever had a funnel cake?
Yeah.
That's the same thing. is the funnel cake batter that they stick the Oreo in. Surprise, surprise.
It didn't taste good.
Yeah, well, I thought it tasted good. And then I had to suffer through eating all of them because you only ate one. Poor me. All right. So the carnival, and I wouldn't let you win a goldfish. No. Sorry, Charlie. They had goldfish and a bunch of different plushy stuffs.
Basketball.
Basketball and ring a ring. All right,
that
so.
Was the fish.
Huh?
That was the fish. Yep. Ring a ring.
Ring a ring. So what else do we do?
Nothing.
We didn't do anything else? That was all we did that day. No, we watched the other Planet of the Apes.
I forgot about that.
I did too, until just now. We watched... Do you remember what the name of that one was?
No. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, I think that was it. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Or was that the first one?
I don't know.
We watched the second one of the series they're in now. And I can't remember. What do you think about that one?
It was the same thing, but this time a different character.
Well, but in this one...
And in this one, they can talk.
They can talk a little bit more, but...
Yeah,
the first one was Rise, and this one was Dawn, and the next one is War.
But we had to rent that one.
And then the one after that that's about to come out is Kingdom. I think this one had a lot more action in it, didn't it?
The other one was talking.
Yeah, it was a lot of talking and building up for the next one, which had more action, I thought. But then, Sunday, we were supposed to be driving to Kentucky to go to the totality for the eclipse, but that didn't work out, so Noah and I did something different.
The Blue Angels.
We went to Montgomery to the air show and saw the Blue Angels again.
You mean angels?
No, I mean angels. I'm going to say it like it's supposed to be.
I'm not.
No. You're cool like that?
Yeah.
Or something.
In the Golden Knights.
The Golden Knights. Yeah, we saw them. Do you remember who the Golden Knights are?
Parachute people.
For who?
The Army.
The Army Parachute Group. And the Blue Angels. We got to see a lot more of what they do beforehand this time. Or at least I did. I don't know how much you paid attention to it.
I went to the bathroom.
But they do a lot of extra stuff before they just get in the planes. And we could see that from where we sat this time.
I couldn't.
Did you see anything you liked out there?
That one at the very end that said AL.
Huh?
The one when we were looking at the planes.
What did F-35?
It didn't say the name of it.
I think it's an F-35 Raptor. I think.
And you like the A-10 Warthog.
I like the A-10. That's a cool plane.
I like the Thunderbird.
And Noah got to hold a shell casing from the A-10. And it's almost as big as his hand.
I wanted the hat. That cool.
The hat was pretty cool, but it was already torn up. And I'm not paying $30 for a torn up hat. I didn't have cash anyway.
Mom,
and that's
already
what he was
did.
Thinking.
Mom huh? did.
Your mom did what?
Pay something for a torn up hat. But she said it was the design.
No. There's some things, like see on mine, they did the stitching kind of weird to make it look like the stitching was torn. Your mom's has little fake spots that are torn. That had, you see where there's mesh on this hat?
Mm-hmm.
That had mesh already pulled out of it. You can't fix that. That's not what it's supposed to look like. It got hung on something and they pulled it.
I wonder how much those hats cost?
What, to make?
No. Just in general.
It was $30, didn't you tell me?
At the show. But was it? They probably have more.
Well, they might have. But they didn't have it out there. But I didn't have any cash and he wasn't taking credit cards.
You should look up how much those hats are.
You like that hat?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll find it. We'll look and see if we can find something like that. It was pretty cool.
You like the P-28 Mustang.
Is it a P-28?
P-58. Whatever.
Or a P-51.
I don't know about old planes. I only know about the cool new planes.
P-51.
I can barely see that.
That was a Red Tail.
It was that one.
And they have one of those out there. Do you know what the Red Tails are?
No.
The Red Tails are the Tuskegee Airmen.
Not the Tuskegee Airmen.
It was an all-black flight force, I guess. And that came from Tuskegee, Alabama. That's where they trained, anyway. And they did a bunch of the flights protecting the bombers in World War II. Pretty cool, huh? And yeah. That's what they had flying at this air show. Was a replica Red Tail with the F-35 or F-22, whichever one it was that was flying with it.
It's usually called the Race Before Time.
Is that what it's called?
Or a Race With Time.
Race With Time?
Something like that. Remember, they did it at the other one.
Yeah, they did it at the other one.
But I'm pretty sure they used a biplane.
I don't think it was a biplane. I think it was kind of the same thing. Biplane, remember how that jet was having to slow down to keep up with the...
Yeah, I know.
Well, a biplane, can you imagine how slow that jet would have to go to? Because even when the jets were flying by super slow, they still said that was like 140 miles an hour. Remember that when they were coming by at an angle?
Yeah.
And they said they were still doing 140?
Don't they only go up, don't biplanes only go up to 110?
I'm not even sure what biplanes do. They probably don't even go that fast. Well, I don't know that. That one that kept flying out there with the person who didn't know what they were doing.
I don't know how to fly this thing.
That seemed to be going pretty fast.
My favorite one was when they were flying the biplane with jet fuel at Pensacola.
Yeah, I was about to say, that was at Pensacola. That wasn't here. Did we even say we went to Montgomery?
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't remember if we said we went to Montgomery to see them.
I'm pretty sure.
Whatever the air base was. I can't think of the name
something
of it.
Something.
Something air something.
No, wait. It was AFAB.
AF?
AB.
Well, I've already looked it up now. Maxwell Air Force Base. So it was MAFB.
Well, why would there be a U?
I don't know. Maxwell Air Force Base. Montgomery, Alabama. Now, I have to say, and it might have just been where our seats were, the one thing I did not like.
The heat?
Well, the heat was bad. Pretty sad. We were in Florida last time, but I guess when we were in Florida, it was like October. But we were in kind of a southern Alabama, and it was so hot. And it's not even summer yet.
What were you about to say?
The rescue mission.
That was boring.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't like that. But that could be possibly because we couldn't see what was going on. Because I don't know. They said the guy was running around out there. I never saw the guy out there.
It was only because the guys in front of us were, like, standing up.
Well, but even then, we saw when they landed sometimes, like, what they did was they reenacted a plane crash, right? Mm-hmm. And then they sent out, how did they do it?
the Golden Knights?
No.
People with parachutes?
But they sent out one helicopter first and scanned around till they found the plane crash and saw the pilot. And then they sent in another helicopter and had Rangers, which is the Army Special Forces. They jumped out of the helicopter and then went to do first aid, and then they flew in and took them out. But you couldn't really see anything. We saw the helicopters fly by and circle around, and we saw the guys jump out of the helicopter. We saw them scooping up their parachute, but then that's really all we saw. But I bet the flight line people
got to see it.
They might have seen it because it might have been in front of them.
Why were they put? Why was it called flight line?
Because they were in the middle of the flight line.
Oh.
I guess. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah. The worst part to me was that we had to travel probably a mile to get water.
Yeah, well, and then that was on us. We messed up.
And then we saw another one that was closer. And then when we went to refill our water bottles, they were right there with cold water. And then when I went to go get more water, I went around the other side and I saw one of those things.
Yeah, every time we went to get water, we found one closer. But then at the end of the show is when we found one right behind our seats. Womp womp.
Well, and they could have made it more blatant.
It was if you knew what you were looking for.
Well, yeah, but they said...
They didn't have sign. They did tell us...
That it was at the first aid kit. Yes. Met. Place.
Tent. Exactly. But yes, we walked all the way to the first aid tent the first time.
Remember, keep getting hydrated.
We found a water tank on the way back, and we're like, hey, that's closer. We'll go there next time. But then we found one even closer. Then we found one even closer. And Waze messed me up. With our seats, we had a parking pass, and we would have been parked right by our seats.
And we didn't know where we went.
But I just followed Waze, and it took me the wrong way because roads were closed. So we just had to park on the other side, and we walked forever.
I'm pretty sure it was because, remember the entrance with one side? Some people went to one side and some people went that way. I'm pretty sure we missed the turn.
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably what happened. But, oh well. We need some exercise.
I let you befriend me.
And then what did you do?
Nothing.
You lost the Jeep.
That was all your fault.
Noah lost the Jeep and we couldn't find it.
How was it my fault?
And we had to walk around forever. And then you finally spotted it off in the distance. I don't know why you lost it.
That was your fault. You were the one that drove.
Yeah, but you're the passenger. And what's the passenger supposed to do?
What?
The passenger's supposed to be the... Mm-mm-mm. The co-pilot, right?
No, I was in the back.
You weren't in the back.
Uh-huh.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
No.
You were my pants co-pilot.
I'm not lying. My pants aren't on fire.
Well, how do I know you're not lying about that?
My pants aren't on fire.
All right, so, Airshow, what'd you think? Did you like this one better or the other one better? Because we went to Pensacola in, like, October, I think.
Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
Okay.
I'm not eating a pumpkin.
All right, but which air show did you like better, Pensacola or Montgomery?
Pensacola.
What did you like better about Pensacola?
We could see the Blue Angels flying over the lake, ocean.
Yeah, but that wasn't even an air show.
I know, but that was cool.
Yeah. So, but air show wise, which one do you think you like better?
This one, because we had to wait a line.
Yeah, we had our own... In our little seats, we had our own little concession stand and our own bathrooms.
We only used the concession stand once.
Yeah.
To get a burger.
So, I think I liked this air show better with...
The seats?
The seats, yeah. But with the...
A-tan.
The extra stuff they had all the different planes, because they didn't have as many in Pensacola. There was some, but there wasn't nearly as many, because they had a C-130 out there, and they had the refueling plane, but the lines to get into those things were stupid long. We looked in the C-130, but we just looked in the front. We didn't go in the back. And Noah got in a couple of helicopters. He got to put on a helmet. Looked like he was flying. Do you remember what one it was?
Huey.
Was it the Huey?
One of them.
Was that the one you put the helmet on in?
I'm pretty sure.
But the only thing I liked better about Pensacola...
Sorry.
Yeah, well. We're both kind of fighting a little crud. Because, you know, I didn't even think about you were sick when we went yesterday or Sunday. And I kept giving you my water because you had thrown your water bottle away. So I kept drinking after you. Womp womp. But anyway.
What day?
When we went to the air show.
I didn't throw my water bottle away.
On the way out, you had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, the thing I liked better about Pensacola was it had the Blue Angels and the crew walking around everywhere. But that's because they're base. No, this one, they just kind of... And they might have been out in some place at some point for you to see and, like, get stuff signed, but we didn't see that. But here, they just drove out there in a van and got out of the van and flew their plane.
I wonder how much one of those A-10 Warthog hats would be signed by one of the Blue Angel pilots.
I don't know why you'd want a Blue Angel pilot to sign a Warthog hat, because they don't fly Warthogs.
Well, yeah, but it's a thing that flies. It's a mechanism that flies.
A mechanism?
A advancement machine.
An advancement machine.
A machine that made an advancement from leather and cloth to metal and gears.
Yeah. All right.
And oil.
And I know we said this the last time, but if you have a chance, you should see the Blue Angels. They were pretty cool. It's just crazy how close they fly to each other.
The sad part about this one, they didn't let Fat Albert fly.
Yeah.
They had it.
Big Bertha or Fat Albert?
It's Fat Albert.
Who's Big Bertha? Why do I keep saying that? Yeah, in Pensacola, they flew...
Fat Albert.
Blue Angels C-130. Fat Albert.
Fat Albert.
But they did not fly to Montgomery. It was there, because it always carries all their gear. But they didn't fly it.
Blue Angel 1, ready for takeoff.
Yeah, we got to see all that, which was kind of neat. It seemed to take a long time, though.
It did. Blue Angel 2, ready for takeoff.
But we did get to see them all file out and get out on the runway in line. All right, would you give Montgomery Air Show a thumbs up?
No! It was too hot.
Well...
Yes. Yes.
Other than the weather. The show itself you enjoyed, the weather you did not.
The base was too complicated on how big it was.
Yeah, I think... I don't know if that base is any bigger than Pensacola, but it seems like we had to drive over a lot more.
You had to drive past a lot of buildings. Pensacola didn't have any.
Pensacola would have the same thing. It's just maybe the route to the spot. Yeah, the route to the air spot was different, so you didn't get to go past. Base. I guess technically it'd be the airfield. But anyway. Then.
Ours had a golf course.
Yeah, there was a golf course. Lastly, we'd had one more thing, but we kind of went our separate ways to watch it. We saw the eclipse yesterday. Noah was watching it from school, and I went and saw his mom, and we watched it from out there. Did you get to see when it was at its most, and then the clouds came?
I looked at it when the clouds came in.
Yeah, you could see it when you looked with the clouds.
Still hurt my eyes.
That wasn't smart.
No, like when the clouds were covering it.
Now, this was kind of neat. I was driving my Jeep to go see your mom, and it was 79 degrees when I got off the highway. And that was when the eclipse was just starting. By the time I parked the car, it already dropped 4 degrees because the sun was going away. I thought that was crazy. Your aunt got to see total and sent us some pictures, and that looked pretty neat.
What happens if you're driving a car and you see it?
What do you mean?
Does, like, the car window not affect it? Or does it shine through the car window?
I mean, if you looked at it through the car window, it'd do the same thing as looking at it without the car window.
Because I saw, like, 2 cars pull up. They were, like, going to school for some reason. And, like, they were driving.
Well, you could drive while it was happening.
You just can't look up?
You just can't look at it, yeah. Just like when the sun's out, you can't. You can drive, but you don't look at the sun, right?
What if you have tinted windows?
Still shouldn't look through at the eclipse.
What if I put a bunch of those little solar eclipse glasses on my car window?
If you covered your car window with eclipse glasses, then you might could do that. Might. I'm not going to say you could.
You just can't see.
You just can't see anything else. Because those are pretty dark. If you put them on, you can't see nothing.
They are.
Unless you're staring at the sun.
Ah, my eyes!
It's pretty cool. Eclipses are kind of crazy.
Yellow.
Yeah, they don't look the right color because of the tint.
Orange.
But you got to see through somebody's welder helmet, right?
Yeah, and I still looked at it.
And it was green. Because whatever glass they have in the helmet.
No, I also saw with my eyes on accident trying to look through his helmet.
So you see Dot right now?
No.
No. You got lucky.
I looked at it like 3 times.
Why would you do that?
It was on accident.
Once is an accident. Twice you might could still call it an accident. 3 times you just not too bright. You keep doing it. 4 times.
I had it on my, like, forehead.
Did you? What? That don't matter.
And I didn't look up. So, oh, some guy had, like, a box of Cheerios, and he, like, put a paper at the back.
Yeah, and then you could see
the circle. The
outline. Yeah. Did you see it?
It was a square, not a circle. He made it a square.
No, but you could see the circle of the sun, right?
Yeah.
And you could see how much was gone, right?
Yeah.
That's when I was in middle school.
And then some kid, I'm pretty sure a lot of people brought like a bunch of weird ones.
What do you mean?
Because there was the welding mask.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure another kid had something else, but I forgot.
Well, that's what we made in middle school was the boxes with the paper so you could see it that
way. In 2004.
No, it was a lot longer than that, buddy.
When was that?
Shoot, I don't know.
1976.
No, not 76. It was in the 80s. I'm old.
1984.
Kid. Somewhere in there.
It would be.
So. What?
Because you would add 20 with 80. What would you get?
100. 20 with 80. Why would I add 20 with 80? What are you talking about?
Because the eclipse happens every 20 years.
No. Did we not watch an eclipse last year?
That didn't count.
Why didn't that count?
Because it just didn't count.
The last across the country totality like this was in 2017. That wasn't 20 years.
2017.
Because that's when Nana and Pops went up to Missouri and watched it with Aunt Karis. Anyway, we're not going to argue about when the when the thing was. In 2045, it'll come through Birmingham and we ain't got to go nowhere.
Hooray!
That's a long time, though.
Yeah, well,
how old will you be in 2045?
30.
21 years.
34.
That's crazy.
I'll be old.
No, I'll be old.
You'll be 70-something.
Yeah.
You'll be 73 if you can reach there.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows?
All right. So we had a pretty eventful weekend. And this weekend, you get to go fishing. You get 2 weeks at the beach.
Boo.
I think I'm kind of jealous. I don't get 2 weeks at the beach.
You went to the beach already.
When did I go to the beach?
On that business trip.
Oh, we didn't go to the beach. Mama. I didn't even see the beach. I saw the Gulf, but not the beach. All right. You got anything you want to tell the people?
No. Oh. Like and subscribe. Go to World
of Coins. Oh, wait a minute. I thought you said no.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Go to worldacoringtonoah@gmail.com if you want a sticker.
They're going fast.
Wink, wink. Ha, ha, ha. We swapped it up. Give us a like. Give us a comment. Send us an email. If you want a sticker, send us an address. We got some left. Noah doesn't look as much like the sticker anymore.
No.
But we still got some. But tell us what you think. Anything else?
No.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Have a great week.
You too.